Dude, I fucking isolated myself and just fucking stayed in my chambers all day.
Really?
Yeah, not out of like, I was just busy. I didn't have time for women chasing.
Did you crank one out?
I did. Last night I treated myself right before I went to bed at like 2 in the morning.
Treated yourself.
How was your Valentine's Day?
Oh, it was nice. My girlfriend and I had a nice time. Yeah.
Did you get any sweet treats? What did
you
guys do?
Had plenty of sweet treats.
Sweet treats?
Yeah, we had tons of sweet treats.
Really? Like what?
Yeah. One of her students or brought in some Chex Mix.
Damn.
That was...
You guys ate Chex Mix on Valentine's Day?
It was fucking good, dude. It was like strawberry cake mix.
That stuff is
so good.
Any Ferrero Rochers, dude?
I don't know what that is.
It's chocolate, the chocolate balls.
What are they called?
Ferrero Rocher.
What is it?
Ferrero Rocher.
Why are you fucking... Is it Korean?
No, it's not. It's like Italian. Ferrero Rocher. No one knows how to fucking say it. Ferrero Rocher.
All right.
Pop them up. They're good. It's like Girardelli. That's another fucking chocolate.
I know that that's
Girardelli.
Not. Girardelli's.
Girardelli.
I don't think so.
But yeah, that's good. You had sweet treats. I didn't have any sweet treats.
Yeah, we had plenty of sweet treats. It was very nice.
I went to the Indian buffet with my brother and my boy Spud. What up, Spud? Yo, shout out to fucking
Spud. You were telling
Spade,
me about Spud,
dude.
Spud's
Spade.
Hilarious.
Spade. Yeah, dude.
Can you tell that story?
I mean, I can tell. Yeah, I can tell the gist of it. He, so basically, my boy, he's a good listener too. Shout out Spade. Fucking listening to the cast.
I thought he was Spud now.
Spud. That's my brother Tom calls him Spud too, because he gained weight and then he said he looked like a potato and called him Spud. But now we're all getting jacked doing yoga right now, so this is a transformation time.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. So Spade. We like fuck with him or whatever. He's like 5'6". So we all, McCoskers are all tall and fucking strong, so we're like the Monstars bullying him around. And then he fucked, a mutual acquaintance, we all know this girl, and she came down and we're kinda like, whatever. She's like, he's the biggest dick we've ever seen. And we're all now just like, no, dude. Like, the fuck out of here. I don't know how, he didn't at one point just whip that fucking thing out and just be like, fucking silence. And we're like, oh, shit, dude. Like, biggest dong calls the shots.
Is that how it works?
In a friend group, whoever has the biggest dong calls all the shots. If it's like Qdoba,
I don't think that's true.
Qdoba, Chipotle, that would be a good thing to, like, instead of rock, paper, scissors, just bust out dong, whoever's hanging better.
Whoever's
flaccid.
Hanging currently.
Wins.
There could be some. You might want to try to work up a semi.
You could
like
you go if you just jerked out, but like if someone just jerked off, like you might be all shrimped up. So like 1, 2, 3, bust out dong. Whoever's hanging better wins.
That sounds like one of the dumbest fucking things I've ever heard. My dong, dude. I would be calling all the shots.
No,
my dong's too big for this competition.
I would just lose everything every week. Oh wow, you're looking pretty good again, huh? All right,
all right, Qdoba.
All right, whatever it is. Oh my god, that'd be funny if like both two people were just in, like so shrimped out that they had to like kind of get close and be like, wait, I'm a little
dude. What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Fucking dong comparisons.
Well, it's a good, it's fair. It's a fair metric.
No, it's not, because then whoever has the biggest dong just always decides.
Do you think that happens anyway?
Dude, that means in our house, I bet fucking like wood would be deciding things. That would suck.
I guess that's not the way it works out, huh?
No.
I was starting, just had the seeds of a theory, like big
also,
dongs rule the world.
Now the smallest dongs are the intellectuals. Dude.
Good. Yeah, I can attest to that.
That's why in like ancient Greece and all that shit, all those statues always had small ass dongs.
Well, that was also, you were in charge of the whole country. You see some dude with a fucking dick to his knees, and you're like, yo, those guys are stupid. It's a law now. Fuck those guys.
Yeah, they attributed big dongs
to laziness and
to brutishness.
Yeah.
That can't be a word.
Brutishness is a word, absolutely.
Yeah, whatever.
Brutishness, it is, absolutely. Actually, absolutely is definitely not a word. It is absolutely. Hell yeah, dude, but that's true. There is a thing between big dongs and laziness.
I don't know.
Dude, it's proven.
I'm pretty lazy.
You got a big old fucking dong. Look at me buzzing around all day. I'm talking 2 times faster than you, dude.
Yeah, true.
Get that big dong weighing your brain down, dude. I'm fucking like running circles around you right
listening
now.
To Alex Jones all day.
That's sick. But yeah.
Oh, I got Caitlin some flowers on Valentine's
Day. Did you really?
Yeah.
What kind of flowers?
I got her a dozen roses.
Ooh.
I'm a classic man.
Ooh.
Just red roses.
Damn, that's good.
She responded by getting me Chex Mix. It was lit.
That's good. Damn, dude. It's fucking hot.
No, then she bought, for my gift, she bought me Battlefield 1
Damn.
For Xbox.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was sick.
Played that all day. Yeah, that's going to be good.
Damn, that's why dude. I have a red spot on my eye.
From what?
Because I think I played it too long.
Oh, I thought you said you
played it for like 8 hours. I played till like 3 a.m.
I thought you were going to say you shot a rope in your eye.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you had a red spot on your eye. I was like, damn, do you really?
It's good V-Day. I shot one in my own eye.
You probably shot so hard.
Yeah, post, Jesus Christ.
What? I'll tell you, I shot hard last night for V-Day.
Did you?
Did you ever jerk off and like it feels too good, and afterwards you're kind of like, did I fucking squeal? Like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, you definitely squeal, dude.
It's one thing, you're like, because I don't get too graphic, but it's like, I'm like trying to hit my boxers that I have like laid out so I don't mess anything.
Wait, you shoot onto them?
I'm laying on my back and I curl to my side and shoot sideways.
I like shooting. Ew, dude. I fucking lay in that bed all the time.
Yeah, I thought about that last night. I'm like, he lays this, but it hits the boxer, so I don't want
to. I bet you miss every once in a while.
Every while.
Fucking once a week.
Every time.
Literally every time.
I never hit the bed. Always
come all over your bed. God damn it.
It's everywhere.
I fuck every time Matt's in on his computer, I fucking sit on his bed.
Just now, I didn't think about that till last night.
God damn it, dude.
Just last night, I like, I was like.
Why don't you just put the boxers over your dick when you finish?
Ew, dude, I don't want to ruin it. So I'm like,
what are you talking about? Ruin what?
You're saying like encapsulate my dick in boxers? No way.
Why?
I did that into a sock one time. It was too intense.
Why?
I used a dress sock and I was like, oh,
you like it too much? Yeah, you don't do it? What the fuck?
It's just gross. I want to see how far it shoots too. I want to know that I'm still fucking like healthy.
That you shoot hard ropes? On
dude,
the
I
want to.
If it doesn't, if I don't get a good fucking catapult, I'm pissed.
Jesus. I have a friend that fucking jerks off into his own sink.
What?
A lot of people do that.
In the bathroom sink?
Yeah, like we'll come into the sink or into the toilet.
I mean, I've done it.
That's fucking weird.
Wait, where'd you, when you jerked off in the bathroom when you were younger, you didn't shoot it back into the toilet?
I was in the shower. I just fucking let it go.
See, sometimes I had to just start it in the, so I couldn't take too long of a shower, so I combo a dump with my shower, so then it's all just jerking off time, but it's not a long shower.
Did you
shower.
Jerk off while you dumped?
I've like got it started. Yeah, I warmed myself up.
You pooped and jerked off.
No, I wasn't like jerking off to feel good, but I was getting myself ready so afterwards I could fucking do it.
Oh, God, dude.
Sometimes you got to warm up, dude. Fucking the 76ers don't just run out on the court and play basketball. Shoot around a little bit, dude.
Holy fuck. I had it, but he kept doing it. He kept jerking off into a sink. And then, like.
Well, you get those shower slugs.
This is really fucked up.
What?
He got, like, bugs coming out of his sink.
That, like cum bugs?
Little creepy, yeah, I was like.
Eating it? Ew.
I was like, dude, you're like their fucking god.
Definitely, dude. He's the creator.
He's worshipped. He created a bunch of fucking sink creatures. From nutting in his sink.
So they were his. He fathered the bugs.
He fathered a bunch of bugs.
That's a possibility.
That's a strong possibility.
Yeah, that was like the move, man. It was like you jerk off on the toilet, and you have to like somehow mid jerking like spin around and like squat and shoot into the toilet. And never. It's such a hard shoot.
Crazy.
Where else are you gonna shoot?
There's toilet paper right there. Man. Why not just fucking?
Why
wrap
not
it
take
your
care
dong
of it in one fucking? I don't want to wrap stuff anything around my dong while I'm coming.
Why?
It's weird.
Put your condom.
No, it's not. I don't like wrapping them around my dong either, dude.
Well, yeah, but it's different.
So you like have a whole like Stranger Things like quarantine zone when you're coming to the.
Well, I'm not just fucking launching all over my bed.
You have like the ET tent around your dick the whole time.
No, you just put a fucking paper towel over it when you finish. That's it.
It's too sensitive, dude.
This is fucking beyond me, dude. That's disgusting.
But anyway, the thing was that last night, it's like one of those times when you, like, if you save it up for like 3 days, and then like the third day you let it out, and you're just like, so those last couple pumps, you're like, usually it's like 2 pumps, and it's like 5, you're like,
ew, man.
In the fetal position on my side.
You're in the fetal position at 2 in the morning, jerking off on an air mattress.
Well, it's only for the last, I know. Billy. I know. I try not to think about these things, dude.
Yeah, whenever you put it into perspective what we're doing, it's actually pretty fucking sad.
Oh, it's so
sad.
Funny. Dude, the best is when, so after I got divorced, I was living at my brother's house. And
wait, have you ever said you were divorced on the cast?
I'm divorced, cast. I never did.
Yeah.
So yeah, after I got divorced, I moved to my brother's house, and I just like slept in this bed that was like a spare bed, and it had, apparently had dust mites. So I was allergic to that, and I was like sick for like 2 weeks, and then I had to buy an air mattress. So like, I did all this Google research that like 1:32 in the morning, realized it was like it's dust mites. So I went to Walmart at like 2:30 in the morning. It's a 24-hour Walmart. Bought an air mattress. It was in line at Walmart 2:30 in the morning with an air mattress. Like, I fucked up. Fucking ruined my life. And then I went home, blew it up, and I refused. I wanted to jerk off that night, and I was like, I cannot jerk off on this brand new air mat. Like, it's just this, it would have added to the sadness.
That is super sad.
That would have been the icing on the sadness night of cake.
Your divorce, you
the,
got.
Well, no, it wasn't. This was the night off. But it's still, like, the idea of it. I think, like, my birthday was, like, in 2 days, and I was like, it's my birthday. I'm turning 30, and I was like, I can't jerk off on this air mattress the first night I
got
it. Like,
you?
No, I didn't. I waited 2 days.
Nice, 2 days.
And I jerked off on my air mattress. I gave it 2 days out of just respect to myself. Like, just show you
crazy.
Self-control.
You fucking jerk off in the fetal position.
I don't, not
on
the whole time.
On your side.
I just finish that way.
On an air mattress.
I know. I just finish. I don't do it the whole time. Don't make me out to be a freak. It's when at the end, I'm like, whoop, and I... Shoot. It's like a tuck and roll motion.
The sink guy does it standing, too.
You got to squeeze your legs a little. That hurts your legs.
That's weird.
Yeah.
He does the whole thing, and he's like, how do you do it? I'm like, I just use my...
Why does
my,
he stand when he jerks
I just
on?
Lay down. And
yeah,
use my phone.
Lay on my back. Yeah,
I
watch
use
porn.
My phone.
Yeah, of course, watch porn.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to do that on my phone. I use my laptop. So he fucking puts his laptop there, stands and jerks off.
What?
Yeah, and then comes in a sink.
Dude, when cum hits water, it turns into those little shower slugs, and it's like it turns into like a fucking.
Dude.
It does.
Yeah, I know.
It gets intertwined in the hair. You pull hair out, and it's just all slugged up, and you're like, it's nasty. Watch out for that.
I wanted you to fucking sit in that. What you're fucking saying right now?
I mean, it's the truth.
Oh, man, but you're right, though. Every once in a while, fucking realization of what we're actually doing.
Oh, my God.
Like, right now, we're sitting at a poker table.
Yeah.
With a fucking Pepsi bottle with a candle in it, because one of our roommates had a date at this poker table.
I know, dude. And that was, like, a nice dinner.
Yeah, it was better than what we usually do.
Oh, definitely.
I got some chunky soup lined up after this.
Damn, dude.
And then I'll go up into my room tonight. I'll turn on my space heater and lay on my mattress on the floor.
Yeah. And I'll be on my air mattress.
The fetal position.
Ripping one off, dude. I'm trying to cut porn altogether. It's just too hard.
If you make it weird.
I'm not making it weird.
You make it weird, but it would be nice. Like, this is something I have to give up. That's weird.
Exactly. I can give into it and be extra bad.
Ew, dude, you're a fucking weirdo. No, you're not. You're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not, dude. So you give into it and be extra bad, dude. You're fucked up. This is, dude, don't make this more depressing. Like, I'm already living on a fucking mattress.
I'm kidding. I love my fucking life.
The last thing I need is for my fucking partner to be a fucking... Dude. Dipshit, dude.
I'm kidding.
Just a fucking weirdo.
I am a weirdo, but still, I do love my life.
Really?